counties.
There's some decent corn growing in the Dakotas for the areas that did get planted on time. Other corn areas are stressed due to spotty rainfall. To finish out the growing season strong, Golden Harvest Agronomy Manager David Schlake reminds farmers to focus on what they can control.
Grower might still want to be mindful for any late season diseases or things like that that could come in. However, in a lot of areas, that would probably be a pretty minimal impact. But really, you know, as we're coming into harvest for this year, a person would want to be sure to prioritize, you know, do kind of a harvest scheduling by field. And so as we come into the fall, they're going to want to go out and, you know, do a pinch test or a push test and just start to evaluate, okay, how did those corn hybrids or how did that corn field maybe handle the environmental conditions that we had and which fields do I need to prioritize?
Schlake says it's also a good time for farmers to put together a game plan for 2023.
It's not too early to be thinking about next year, and actually it's a really good time to start to think, okay, you know, evaluate, you know, what did I do this year from a management standpoint, a hybrid selection standpoint, tillage, fertility, and start to think, okay, you know, do I want to make any changes next year, or what did I maybe learn from this year that I want to adjust for next year? And so, so we need to finish out this year strong, but I'd also, you know, begin that planning stage for next year as well.